This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
Welcome to the Rocky Mountain Voices and Connect weekly podcast.
This is Sydney Tetra with Rocky Mountain Voices, and I am here today with Colin Kelly, executive editor of Connect Magazine, for the weekly Connect cast. This is for the week ending Friday, April 20th. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Sydney. It's good to be here.
Well, good. So we had some exciting news, I think, across the state this week. I think the kind of leading news that we wanted to start out with was that we have four Utah companies that are in the 2007 Forbes Top 500 and Top 1000 list.
That's right. Yeah, Huntsman Corporation made number 184th on the Forbes 500 list for 2007. It's a good placing for them with revenues of about $13 billion this year. And then Zions Bank Corporation, SkyWest, and Questar all made the Fortune 1000, placing 592nd, 631st, and 675th, respectively. It's nice to see four Utah companies in the top 1,000. Of course, we always want to see more. This is where the importance of having an anchor company or multiple anchor companies in Utah comes into play. And right now, we're very, very scarce on anchor companies in Utah. So we hope to see more on this list in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we've said in the past, our economy is really built on those smaller companies, kind of 0 to 30 million. But in light of even the report that we talked about last week, where we have a number of the counties across the Wasatch Range, which are the mountains in Salt Lake City, that have been actually placed on the list of best cities to do business. Hopefully that continues to drive more business into the state and economic development. So another kind of top story was that Vspring Capital announced their V100 list, which is basically kind of the top 100 venture entrepreneurs in the state that's voted on by their peers.
Yeah, congratulations to you, Sydney. I think this is your second year in a row making the list.
Yeah, my third, I think.
Oh, third. That's a great program that Vspring Capital started. I think this is our fourth year. Is that correct?
Yep.
Vspring designs it as a list of the what they call the 100 people with ties to Utah who are most likely to start and run a successful venture-backed organization. It's a great list of people, many in-state and some out-of-state people as well. But between all of the 100, they employ about 100,000 people. And combined, they've raised a total of about $3.5 billion in capital.
So I sat down with Dennis even earlier this week, and we were talking about it. And I think it's been a great program for Vspring to do. Yeah, for the exposure, for the economic development, for the community kind of network that it's created. I thought it just a couple of interesting stats. He told me, he said 71% of the people on the list are actually not native to Utah, but 86% of them went to school in the state of Utah. Yeah, which is, you know, an interesting stat is those ties, they go to school, and the economic climate has been so great that they can then go in and form companies and build up the economic development of the state. Okay, we also had N2M, which is one of our local software companies, announced kind of a major upgrade to their personal finance tracking software and also a beta version of Envelope's business. So I'm not as familiar with this, so you have to give us the details on why this is so cool.
N2M's been around for a few years. They started off making a PC client-based application. They rolled it up into a web-based program a couple of years ago, and they're really starting to hit a good stride right now and appealing to an awful lot of people. I think N2M with their Envelope software has really got a lot of potential. Back in the old days of budgeting, a really common technique was to take your paycheck, cash it, and then divide that cash up into multiple paper envelopes. So you might put $50 a month in an envelope for entertainment or $100 a month in an envelope for clothing and $600 or $700 a month for groceries in an envelope. And then every time you go to buy something, you take the money out of that envelope. And then when it's gone, you know, you don't have any more money to spend. N2M has taken this concept and transferred it into the electronic sphere. And they do it all online, and it's fantastic the way it works. They can tap into your online banking records in real time. And so when you go pay for something with your credit card or with your debit card or with a check, that information is transferred into the envelope software package, and then the next time you log in, you can see exactly where your money is going, and you can allocate certain expenditures to these virtual envelopes. So you can, and they have a very robust budgeting system. It's most budgets tend to just forecast what you're going to spend over the next month or two, where these guys are tracking it in real time. And it's more of a kind of a proactive way to budget your money. And it forces you to stop looking at what's the bottom line in your banking account and actually look at how much money you have available to spend on certain types of products and goods and services. And so Intuum, they're going after the 70% of Americans that live basically paycheck to paycheck and need a better way to manage their money. So there's a huge market here, and they're also now, they've just announced that they have a beta version for business. You can go try it out for your business. The business version is dedicated to very small businesses, 1 to 5 employees, something like that. One very interesting thing is that it works cross-platform and on your cell phone. If you have just most basic cell phones these days, will work under what's called the WAP protocol and let you view things online, and it works very, very well. So when you're at the store, you buy something, flip out your cell phone, and you can automatically see that charge show up because it went through the banking system, and you can apply it to your entertainment, groceries, food, clothing, car payment, whatever. So it's a fun package to try out. You can go sign up for a 30-day trial at envelopes.com. It's envelopes.com. Or you can go to the number 2m.com and search for the business beta.
That sounds very cool. I haven't tried it out, but now you made me want to go try that out. So that sounds like a very cool product. You know, great to have businesses like that who are growing and doing well. I think one interesting stat is that 70% of their free trial users convert to paid customers after 30 days. That's actually an amazing conversion rate.
So your company, NextPage, won a great award recently, one of the Cody Awards.
For the category of Best Document Management Solution. Cody Awards have been around for about 22 years. It's a pretty prestigious award, and you go through a couple of rounds. The first round is actually industry experts, the judging. So you have to show them, you know, live working demos of the software, have a conversation with three judges. They rate you against everyone else in the category, and then once the finalists are announced, which was back at the beginning of February, they then go into actually kind of a peer voting system where members of the SIA community actually vote on the solutions that they want to have as the winner. So it was a great honor for NextPage Document Retention to win that because it was not only based on the judges, but also the community of people who are seeing that application and clearly understanding the need that's there with the risk of information on the desktop. So we were very excited about that.
That's great. Yeah, congratulations. I've seen the NextPage software in action, and it's a great way to manage documents. I think you guys have done a fantastic job.
Well, I think that wraps it up for this week's edition of the top stories across the region, and we appreciate everyone listening. Thank you.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.